Another day, another scandal, another illegal activity by the ATF and the FBI against law-abiding gun owners. And this one was uncovered by an FOIA, a FOIA request, Freedom of Information request by the Gun Owners of America, and first reported by our friend Emily Miller in Washington, D.C. And there's a news article that she did in Epoch Times, and I'll link that down below. But I'm going to tell you what GOA has uncovered. Before I jump into that, if you think the Second Amendment is paramount over anything that the ATF thinks, believes, does, wants to do, or whatever, then hit that subscribe button down below. This is Guns and Gadgets. I bring you news every single day about the Second Amendment, whether it's good, bad, ugly, or indifferent. And if the more you know, the stronger we are as a group, because we the people have the power, not the ATF. Let's jump in to this story. We all should know about the NICS system. It is the background check at the point of sale when you buy a firearm from a federally licensed firearm dealer. We all know, or should know, that the federal law forbodes the government from keeping a firearms registry, although GOA also uncovered in a separate Freedom of Information Act last year that the ATF has amassed a huge, huge registry, billion records. Unconstitutional and illegal. So the GOA kept digging, and they have found out that ATF and FBI have been in cahoots behind the scenes in using the NICS system to monitor gun buyers without a warrant. That's right. When you are suspected of committing a crime or in a criminal enterprise, and you or the federal government or any law enforcement agency wants to surveil you, they need a warrant. Well, they don't have a warrant, didn't get a warrant. In fact, they created a new thing called NICS Monitoring Services. And what that is the ATF would request of the FBI that they monitor person X every single day to see if they purchased a firearm and let the agent and the ATF know. And there's no limit to how long a person can stay under daily surveillance. From the article, it says the records show dozens of ATF agents requesting the monitoring of law-abiding people through the FBI's National Instant Criminal Background Check System. The FBI calls this secret system with the ATF the NICS Monitoring Services. This is a manual daily check of firearm sales to see if a specific person buys a gun for as long as the ATF wants. Rob Olson, who's an attorney for Gun Owners of America, said, "They are basically tracking, without a warrant, every gun purchase by these people. There's no legal process here. At best, this is highly questionable, if not outright unlawful." And shockingly enough, a spokesperson for ATF declined to comment, and the FBI didn't even respond to the request for comment. Now, the NICS system is used at point of sale, like I said earlier, if you are approved, sale goes through. If you're denied, sale is denied and terminated, and it helps keep, and it's supposed to keep, prohibited people from purchasing firearms. But we know criminals criminal, but they don't want to stop criminals. They want to infringe upon law-abiding folks, just like they did with the final rule on pistol braces. Now, I want to stress again, they're monitoring these people without a warrant because they think they might think about doing something wrong. That's called a fishing expedition. And you can't go on those in law enforcement. If they thought these people were doing something wrong, they were committing a crime, then they would be able to get a warrant from a judge and they would be able to go arrest them. However, they haven't, which means they don't have enough probable cause. So what they're doing right now shouldn't be done. Now, these records that were turned over to GOA via the FOIA request were from 2020 and 2021, and ATF is still in the process of sending stuff to GOA, so this could spiral out of control quickly for the ATF. Now, the reasons that the ATF sent these FBI agents to monitor these folks on a daily basis are like a stretch. Some of them were, they requested and approved to be monitored because of the way they dressed or things that they might have said while at a gun shop or how much they spent on firearms in a certain amount of time based off of their income levels. How ATF knows how much people make, that's a different question. But there are no requirements or limits on how much you can spend on a gun versus how much you make because you're able to save money in this country. But there are a plethora of reasons that people were monitored. And check this out. The requesting agent from the ATF gives the FBI the reason for the request and the length of time they want a suspect monitored for buying a gun, ranging from 30 to 180 days. However, the FOIA requests have proven that that's not really the case. Here's another one that came through in an email. The FBI told ATF, "I will monitor your suspect for 180 days. At the end of the 180 days, I will contact you and ask if you would like to continue for another 100 days and keep repeating this process until such time as you wish the investigation stop." Pretty damn shady and backdoored. Then there's this. When GOA filed the FOIA request to get the information on its NICS monitoring services, the FBI responded immediately. The ATF, however, did not respond at all. GOA filed a lawsuit for records on any ATF efforts to utilize NICS for the covert surveillance of individual American citizens by monitoring their firearm purchases. The ATF sent 14 files, some with over 100 pages, to GOA on January 9th, just a couple days ago. Five of the files were marked final, but the agency's production of records to GOA is ongoing. So thank you to GOA for digging into this. Thank you to Emily Miller for writing this story. Thank you to the Epic Times for getting out there. And what else? What else? How much more has to be unfurled, uncovered? This government is as friggin' corrupt as one can get. America, gun owners, freedom-loving individuals. It's amazing, man. It's amazing. We the people have the power. And if you want to stay up to date on these dirtbag sons of bitches, then subscribe to this channel, because I'll bring it to you every day. And until we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun to keep you, your friends, your family, your community safe. That's what it's for. It's not going anywhere, and they want to take it from us so damn bad. You have to ask yourself why. And when you're talking about why, you should value the Second Amendment that much more. Because I know I do. I'll see you all in the next one. Take care.